Well, yesterday saw big Supreme Court decisions, including upholding a University of Texas race-based admissions program. But a coalition of Asian American groups say some Ivy League schools use quotas to discriminate against them in admissions programs. They say Asian Americans have to score higher on SATs to get accepted. Youth Radio's Amber Lee is Asian American, and she's been thinking a lot about racial stereotypes and the classroom.
There's a joke that an A-minus is an Asian F. It's a play on the idea that all Asians are smart. We get good grades, we work hard. Jokes like this can be pretty frustrating for Asian teens. They make us sound like a bunch of high-achieving robots. And that's just not true for everyone.
I come here with nothing. I don't have English, no English at all.
That's my mom.
Our family is not like have a good education from the country.
My parents never got a formal education. They came here in the early 1990s as refugees from Cambodia. The dropout rate for Cambodian-American kids like me is actually really high, 35%. It shouldn't be a newsflash that not all Asian-Americans do well in school, but the model minority stereotype makes the actual problems in these communities invisible.
Hi, can I have you?
Can I get a dozen?
That's a donut hole.
My parents own a donut shop in San Francisco.
Thank you.
They work all night, and a lot of the day, too. So there's little time to be tiger parents. They don't hover over my homework. But when I'm at school, my teachers and peers still treat me like I'm supposed to be some kind of genius. And I'm not the only one.
I was always expected to be, like, the top student. And in middle school and in elementary school, I worked really hard to meet that standard because I felt that was what everyone expected of me, and I didn't want to let them down.
That's my friend, 15-year-old Rhea Park. For her, the model minority myth can make it harder to get the help she needs at school.
Like, even the teachers, whenever I needed help, they'd be like, oh, it's okay, you can figure it out.
I get this too. The pressure I feel about school doesn't come from my family. My mom doesn't even know the stereotype that's supposed to be about her.
Have you ever heard about tiger moms?
No.
What's the tiger mom?
So yeah, like, this is like what a tiger mom is. It's like you're super strict. Like, oh my god, you have to like go study right now. No playing with your friends. You can't go outside. Like, you have to study. You have to play piano. You have to do the violin.
I cannot do that because I saw you trying to work hard by your homework or your everything, your test. You always try hard by yourself.
I've spent the last 4 years in high school feeling ashamed because I'm a B student. And lately, I've come to see that this invisible pressure I feel is the model minority myth at work. This is how racism operates. It erases our individuality. It tells us how we should act, how we should perform in school. And when we miss the mark, we're failures. That's how even positive-sounding racial stereotypes cause damage. For Here and Now, I'm Amber Lee.
And Amber Lee just graduated from high school in San Francisco. Her story was produced by Youth Radio. Sounds like she'll do just fine.